afternoon, and welcome back to the final week of Penalty Kicks.
Just turn on my mic, I'll do it, because are you re-recording the entire thing? Okay.
I'm your host, Owen Krebs. Welcome back to another and the final week of Penalty Kicks. I am also joined by...
John Hanna, and thanks for having me on the show, Owen.
Yep, no problem. Like we said, happy Halloween, by the way. Thanks to the Michael Jackson at the beginning. This is also our final episode of the inaugural season of Penalty Kicks. The first ever soccer podcast is wrapping up their first season. And thank you all for tuning in throughout the years throughout the year. And we hope we did well. All right, we'll start off things with the women's soccer team. They had one game since our last week's podcast. We'll review that real quick. It was a win, and it was a senior game, and it was home. And Jane Schleicher was there. It was a win 2-1 versus LIU Brooklyn Saturday at home. I predicted a 3-0 win, but Jane Schleicher got me two goals and a win for a 2-1 win.
And didn't you predict Schleicher would have a hattie in that game?
I did.
You got close. I will give you that.
Meredith Hill was the only other goal scorer in this game for the LIU Blackbirds. And RMU just outplayed this team, 18-16 in terms of shots, actually 10-9 in terms of shots going LIU's way. But Jane Schleicher just carried the pace of this game and was super happy. I was super happy to see her get two goals. Unfortunately, she couldn't get the hat trick.
No, but I heard from some people that were there. She kept trying. You know, as you said, how many shots did you say she had? It was 8, I think she had on net.
Yeah, she had 8 shots on net in just this game, or 8 shots overall in just this game. And I believe, let me check real quick, 3 of them were on net.
So she was trying for the net. I mean, she really wanted to get that hattie in her final game.
Yeah.
And then, now that we have mentioned Jane Schleicher and the senior night, there were 5 of them on that team.
Yep. Samantha Lackner, Victoria Kramer, Annie Varjonen, and Christina Van Horn going along with Jane Schleicher. 3 of them are defensemen, so their stats aren't going to be too crazy here as we read them off. Samantha Lackner, 51 games played, 1 assist, 1 points, 3 shots. Victoria Kramer, 35 games played for 2,484 minutes. And Annie Varjonen with 2 assists, 2 points, 2 shots, and 56 games played. Like we said, they're defensemen. They're not going to have crazy stats like Schleicher. But in terms of defense, what really matters is time you play. And mm-hmm. 51 games played, 35 games played, 56 game plays. That means Kowalski is trusting you to go out there and play defense and get the balls away from Bruckner and Schmidt. And we'll certainly miss all 3 of these defensemen.
And as you mentioned with minutes, Kramer, with those 2,485 minutes, was averaging 71 minutes per game.
Yeah.
And that's including her freshman year when she probably came on as a sub for a lot of them. Yeah. So, yeah, it just shows how much Coach Kowalski really trusted him mm-hmm. in that back end.
Moving on to a midfielder, Kirsten Van Horn had 2 points and 2 assists in her career with 19 shots. From the midfield and in 69 games played. So you don't look for midfielders necessarily for offense, but 19 shots from a midfielder, that's pretty darn good.
Yep, good transition player as well. Yeah. And then, well...
The woman herself, Jane Schleicher.
What can you say about Schleicher that has not been said already?
I don't know. We'll just read off her stats. And 50 games played, 24 goals, 52 points, 4 assists, 137 shots, 79 of them being on net. She ranks first in shots on goal per game with 1.58, second in points per game, goals per game, and game-winning goals with 1.04, 0.48, and 9 respectively, second in shots per game with 2.74, second in shots on goal with 79, second in penalty kick attempts with 3, second in penalty kicks made. She's tied second there. And the two that really matter for me, she's third all-time in points and third all-time in goals with 52 points and 24 goals. And she's fifth in shots attempts with 137. So just insane. We could go on all day reading all of our stats. I cut a lot of them out.
I know.
Just so we could not go on for all eternity, but and then we're really going to miss her.
This year is probably her best because she's first for a season in so many different categories. Goals per game with 0.72, shots with 69, shots per game with 3.83, shots on goal with 44, shots on goal per game with 2.44. Penalty kick attempts with 3 in a season, which were her first 3 of her career. Tied for first with game winners with 5, and tied for first with penalty kicks with 2. So it's just insane how good of a player she's
Players
been.
Players would be lucky to have all of these stats that she just had in her this season for their entire career.
I know.
So if we're looking forward to next season, obviously the main prediction we all probably have, it's not hard to make a prediction on this, is that the offense will struggle.
I think that the back end for defense will do well. We'll touch on that later, but this offense is going to struggle without that goal-scoring threat of Jane Schleicher.
And we'll take a look real quick here about some notable games this season. The first up on this list is the Youngstown 2-0 win. In this game, Jane Schleicher had a goal, and she added another with a 2-0 victory. Shutout for our goaltenders. Julia Schmidt was in net for this one, and it was the second win of the season for the Colonials. Next up on the list, we have a 2-1 Wagner win. This was probably the most entertaining game that I've at least been to.
I would say so. Yeah, it was their first NEC game of the year, and they were down early. I mean, Maria Nunez scored early for Wagner in the 46th second. So right off the bat, and the Colonials just answered again with Christina Kelly. And then guess who?
Jane Schleicher.
Jane Schleicher scored to win the game for
Jane
the Colonials.
Jane Schleicher had how many shots on net in that game?
There were 10 shots, while 8 were on net. So
that's insane. And then the next on this list is actually a loss. It was against Mount St. Mary's. But the thing to highlight here is Julie Schmidt. She made 17 saves. That's the most since a goaltender since September 19th, 2004. Worth mentioning. Then the next on this list is a 2-1 win against Sacred Heart. This one was also a Jane Schleicher goal. Brittany O'Connell also got her first goal of the season of her career as a Colonial, and we got a 2-1 win. And then the last game on this list was the aforementioned senior night, our senior game, with Jane Schleicher scoring 2.
So it's, again, just this year they ended up with that 6-12 record, which based on the season Schleicher had, you don't really expect, but 6-12 overall, as I said, 4-4 in the NEC.
Reminds me a little bit of Connor McDavid, if you will.
Yeah.
An all-star player on a struggling team.
Well, struggling to say the least. Yeah. I mean, I feel like the Colonials team is better surrounded for Jane Schleicher, so it's a better supporting cast than Connor McDavid has in Edmonton. But they had a win percentage of 0.333. They were 3-4 at the North Athletic Complex. At the North Athletic Complex, and then 3-8 away from the away. So,
and then in terms of offensive statistics, Jane Schleicher obviously leading the way. 13 goals, 26 points, 69 shots on net. Brittany O'Connell, Bailey Farabaugh coming in second with 4 points, with 2 assists and a goal each. And then Christina Kelly, Kelly Rosensteel, Chelsea Kingston, and then just a bunch of other names with either a goal or an assist going down the list. In terms of goaltending statistics, Julia Schmidt and Sydney Bruckner only let in 29 goals this year. Schmidt letting in 9 and Bruckner letting in 20. Bruckner playing more games, though, with 13 and Schmidt playing 9. And in terms of shutouts, Schmidt had 1 and Bruckner had 2. So it's good that those two will at least be back next season.
Yep. And then, a team stat, but that Coach Kowalski did a good job of. This team was very well disciplined. No penalties, no red cards or yellow cards this entire season.
That's pretty good.
And then, I guess, where do you see this team next year?
I don't know. Unless the spirit of Jane Schleicher lives on with some upcoming freshmen, I see this team struggling even more than we did this year. The offense is going to have a hard time trying to score. Christina Kelly is really going to be looked up to as the main goal scorer and offensive producer on this team. And it's unfortunate that we have to lose Schleicher, but it happens to everyone. But I see our back end doing good, though. We have two great goaltenders back there, one of them in their senior year.
And then, as we mentioned, just good supporting cast. Christina Kelly, I think, is going to step up as the new team leader. Maybe not score as many goals or have the offensive capability as Schleicher, but she'll be somebody that this very young team will look up to. They have four seniors next year, five juniors, six sophomores, and who knows how many freshmen this recruiting class is going to bring to them.
All right, switching things over here to men's soccer. We'll recap their 2-1 win against Mount St. Mary's real quick. It was their second-to-last game of the season. They still have a game left, which we'll preview later. Two first goals for two different Colonials, a junior, Christopher Cordion, and a freshman, Ricardo Rota. I predicted this as a 1-0 win, but a 2-1 win is it's a win, so I'm pretty happy.
And then I know you mentioned Rota got his first goal of the year. And his career. I've been watching him over the season. I think he's done really well. Hasn't got the goals to show for it, but he's put shots onto the net. Just played really well.
Yeah, absolutely. RMU out shooting Mount St. Mary's in this game, 15-8 overall, 5-1 on net. Just a good team win to close out the season. We still got one game left, though. And like you said, Rota is going to be relied on, next season because we're going to lose some seniors here.
One redshirt senior, and then five seniors. And I think, honestly, the biggest one is Winter Fondi in net.
These are all big names. Mason George, Noah Elliman, Zach Sherman, Kai Oglin, and Owen Pierce, along with Winter Fondi. Most of these are big names. And we'll start with Winter Fondi. What a career.
Mm-hmm. Redshirted senior. He has 248 saves, which makes him fifth all-time, fourth all-time in games started for a netminder, and then fifth all-time in shutouts with 10. So just great career there for Winter Fondi.
Yeah. Next up on this list is Mason George. He only played 26 games in his career, but he was a defenseman, so he doesn't have any illustrious stats that we can talk about. A midfielder then, Noah Elliman, also a midfielder, and he only played 16 games in his career for the Colonials. So not much to talk about there. And then we have Zach Sherman.
Just great, probably the best goal scorer we've had since Nico Brett, yeah.
65 games played, 12 goals, 6 assists for 30 points in his illustrious career. He ranks 16th all-time in goals with 12 in his career. He leads the team this year so far. Like we said, there's another game left with 5 goals, 3 assists, and 13 points, and he's tied for 8th all-time in game-winning goals with 4.
And then we have the midfielder, Kai Olguin, who midfielder not supposed to put up many points. He had 64 games played, only 1 goal, and his first goal actually came this year.
Yep, it did come this year.
But one thing that he has done really well is over the past 3 years, he's gone the distance, so played the full 90 minutes in almost every single game. So
yeah,
just a solid midfielder for the Colonials.
And we mentioned how midfielders and defensemen are required to put up a bunch of points, but Owen Pierce did. This season, he had 3 goals and 4 assists for 10 points. He had 22 shots and 11 were on goal as a defender. Yeah, he truly emerged this year.
And in his career, he had 38 games played, 3 goals, 5 assists for 11 points. So he had pretty much all his points this year except for 1 assist. Yeah. So
a great year for Owen Pierce.
Yep. And then how do you think this team will do? I know losing about the same number of seniors as the women's team, but it seems like this men's team.
It's in different areas, though. Like, Winter Fondi is the big one for this team. Going to have to rely on a new goalie. I don't know who it's going to be, but it could be Christian Schnacko. He'll be a senior. or Keaton Jennings will be a sophomore or even an incoming freshman. But in my opinion, you're not going to replace Winter Fondy just that quick.
No.
And then Zach Sherman. But unlike the Schleicher loss, Zach Sherman wasn't doing it necessarily all by himself. He had guys like Pierce there. He had guys like Fonk there. And Fonk will still be there. So I think this team will be okay in terms of offense. In terms of goaltending, though, they might struggle to start off the season a little
bit. And defense with that loss of Owen Pierce, as you said, because it may show that he scored a lot of goals or was pretty active offensively. But defensively, he was still back there solid as ever.
All right, and then we're going to look at some notable games this season. The first one on this list was a 1-0 win over LaSalle. This is the first win of the season for our Colonials. Fonk got the only goal in this one, and finally got a shutout.
Yep. And then another shutout against Howard this time, 1-0 again. Kai Olguin scored in the game, and again, Fondy had 5 saves in net for the Colonials. So, this again, shows how much the Colonials are going to miss Winter Fondy.
And then the next one on this list was a 3-1 win over Sacred Heart. The biggest, possibly the biggest win for this team. This is a 3-1 game where, in my opinion, the 3 main goal scorers scored, being Fonk, Sherman, and Pierce. They all had a goal, and Fondy didn't get the shutout, but he didn't let in
that
insane
many
amount of goals. He only let in 1. It was the first NEC win of the year, so that was exciting when it happened. And then we'll move on to a homecoming win, another NEC win against St. Francis Brooklyn. This one was a good win. Both these teams were super even. Zach Sherman got the only goal in this one, and Winter Fondy got another shutout.
So, and then the last one that's probably one of their best of the year was that 2-1 win against Mount St. Mary's that they just had.
That just happened.
Yep. Winter Fondy again doing really well in net for them. So, let's talk about the team stats.
Yeah. In terms of statistics, the record overall so far, still got 1 game left. 3-4-0 in the NEC and 5-10-1 overall. 0.344 win percentage and 2-5-0 home, 3-5-1 away, led by Zach Sherman, who he said has 5 goals, 4 assists for 14 points, and then Owen Pierce right behind him with 3 goals, 4 assists, and 10 points. And then you got Fonk, Rhoda, Olguin, and the rest of the roster rounding things out.
And then in net, again, you had Winter Fondy, played 15 games, started 15 games, averaged a 1.30 goals against, 0.744 save percentage, 5-9-1 record, 4 shutouts in the year. I mean, you really can't blame him for the team's.
Yeah, you can't for the team's losings. Going forward, this team, like we said, is losing a lot of big names, Pierce, Fondy, Sherman. And like we said, it's going to have to get a new goalie. In terms of offense, I think Christopher and Christian and Cordion will have to pick up the slack, the twins. They'll be seniors. And who knows, Seth Schleicher could become
the next Jane Schleicher.
The next Jane Schleicher, as he'll be a sophomore next year.
And you mentioned him earlier, but Guillermo Fonk, he can.
Yeah, he can still play. He's not going anywhere.
Nope. And then just Ricardo Rhoda, as we mentioned earlier as well. So,
Season is not over yet. There's a last game. It'll be against St. Francis University. This team could still make the playoffs.
They could, but
statistically. But this team is a good team, St. Francis. They're 9-3-3 overall, and they have not lost a game in the conference. They're 5-0-2 in the conference. They have clinched a playoff berth. This is going to be an insanely hard win. It's like I said, team is undefeated. Mario Manstralego has 9 goals, 6 assists for 24 points, and just to put it simply, this team's good.
Yeah. The good thing about it, though, is it is the Colonial Senior Night.
Yep.
So St. Francis will be coming here, and St. Francis, they're 4-3-3 at not or away from St. Francis, so maybe.
We hope all of you will come out and watch this one. Who knows? It could be a Cinderella story of the year.
It could be. If Colonials make the playoffs, it'll be quite entertaining. So what's your prediction for this St. Francis game?
I want to be positive here, but I don't see it happening. I think Robert Morris is going to end up losing this one, but I think it's not going to be the worst game in the world. I think they'll play hard. They want it, obviously, but this team is simply better.
I see your 2-0 loss there, and I raise you with I think that Colonias are actually going to win it in 2-1, and I think that Zach Sherman is going to score the game winner in the 90th minute. You heard it here first, folks.
All right, let's hope that happens. But as for right now, we're going to conclude things here. This is the last send-off for the first season of Penalty Kicks. So thank you for tuning in, and Century Media is your source for all sports coverage, and we'll see what happens with that men's game.
Yep, and we will probably see you next year if the I know you said last show, but if they do make it.
Oh, absolutely.
Could you see yourself doing another show?
I could definitely do another show if they make the playoffs, absolutely.
All right. Well, hopefully see you here next week maybe if they make it,
yeah,
but if not,
see you next week. See you next week, guys.
Yeah, see you next week.
All right.
All right.